All right, we'll call the meeting to order. Start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So welcome everyone tonight. And if we have any service members out there, on behalf of the village board, I'd like to thank you for your service. And hope you have a great day and a great year coming. And I'd like to call Jay Devlin up. Jay's been our highway superintendent for, I don't know, probably the last 10 years, I think. And been working for the village now for over, almost 30 years. Over 30 years. So Jay has finally reached the time in his life where it's time to move on to something else. And is retiring, and just retired in the last couple of weeks. So the village board would like to wish him well. We've issued a proclamation commending the Nassau Village Maintenance Supervisor Jay Devlin upon the occasion of his retirement. Whereas it is in the sense of our unique society to recognize the contributions and achievements of the citizens of this noble village, we recognize with profound respect and admiration a milestone in the life of a member of our community. And whereas attended to such duty and fully in accord with the longstanding traditions, it is the intent of the village board to convey its compliments and felicitations to Jay Devlin upon the occasion of his retirement after 30 years of public service. Whereas on April 5th, 2020, Jay Devlin did relinquish his official position as Department of Public Works Maintenance Supervisor after serving the Village of Nassau Department of Public Works for over 30 years. Whereas Jay has been a great asset to the community, he went above and beyond to ensure the village residents received their various services. Whereas Jay has proven to be forthright, devoted employee of the village, and his presence will be sadly missed by us. Proclaims that pursuant to the authority vested in me as mayor of the Village of Nassau, and as recommended by the entire village board, I joyously commend and congratulate Jay Devlin on the occasion of his retirement. Be it further resolved that the original of this resolution be formally presented to Jay Devlin and a copy be attached as part of the minutes of the November 2020 board meeting. Congratulations. Pleasure working with you all.
Thank you.
You want to come up for a picture, Phil?
Sure.
It's not, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be.
Congratulations, Jay.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you, too, dear.
Thank you.
The best part of this is you don't have to know if they're smiling. The best part is we don't know if they're smiling.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so, yeah, we'll talk.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, open the floor to public comment. John.
Yeah, I see people going down Route 20 about 80, 90 miles an hour. I see the traffic not avoiding those yellow flashlights by the bikeway. You see the flashlights that's still going on. I don't know if the police are handing out tickets for that or not. Also, I see a girl out there on a trike, about 4 years old. Her mother was on skates that she shouldn't have had on. The kid was out in the middle of the road by herself. The traffic had brought around the kid. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Mm.
But there don't seem to be no presence of any police around during the day. I don't know. I mean,
well, you know, with the COVID going on and not knowing how revenues were going to come in, the police department was one area where we could cut back some of the hours until we figured out how things were going to go. So right now, you know, just to give everybody a heads up on what's going on, I mean, we anticipated getting like $115,000 or $120,000 from the state
for this last Malden Bridge, you know, Malden Street project that we did. And through CHIPS funds that the village had earned. And the state just gave us a call and said, hey, you know, we're only going to pay 80% of that. We're not going to pay 100% of it. So that's like 20 grand, you know, or $22,000. You know, and there's some other various areas, obviously, where, you know, court fines and things are down because court hadn't been in session for a long time. So areas that the village, you know, could rely on for revenue and not taxes, you know, have been reduced. So in light of that, when we started out at the fiscal year in June, I spoke with Guy about that, and I mean, we have a limited number of employees. We have Missy that runs the office with a little bit of help from Mary. We had the two guys, you know, in the highway department, you know, which we had the changeover this year, which we knew we had to do. And, you know, where else do you look, you know, to save money? I mean, that's where it is. So they're the only group that we really had any control over to reduce cost. So we have reduced, so if you haven't seen them around that much, that's one of the reasons.
But the reason is maybe they got changed their shifts, so they're more during the day.
Yeah, I know, we'll I'll talk with Guy about that.
I mean, you go out there now, there's no traffic on Route 20. Very little.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out there at 9, 10 o'clock, you know? The tractor trailer's going down there 40, 50 miles an hour. The bicycles are going back and forth. The lights are flashing and nobody's paying attention.
Mm.
Like I said, I can't believe, I almost pulled over in the other lane to stop the traffic. So the mother, she couldn't hardly stand up. She had no business being on the street to start out with.
Mm.
But the little girl was right out in the middle of the road. I mean, it was terrible.
All right, I'll get with Guy and we'll have a talk, see what we can do. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the annual meeting. Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions, alterations, deletions. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the regular board meeting minutes from October 14th.
Make the motion.
Make the motion.
All right, motion by Rich, second by Charlie. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the November Treasurer's Report.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the Treasurer's Report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. No correspondence for the month?
No.
Old business, refuse bid. So we had, we put the refuse contract out for bid last month. Bids were due yesterday at 10:30. We had a bid opening at 11 o'clock. Let's see here. Results of the bids were Twin Bridges, $57,194.28. This is an annual price to pick up. County Waste was $55,620 even, and Casella was $91,377 even. So we also have currently a one-year option left on our county waste contract, and the price that we paid for 2020 was $48,100, right, Missy?
$4,000 a month.
$48,100. So we can, we have the option of rejecting all of these bids and taking the last one-year option that we have with county waste, and it would be subject to CPI. So I looked up CPI. It's estimated for 2020 to be between 2.1 and 2.3%. So this, you know, would go up about $1,000 to about $49,000, which is substantially better than even the low bid from county waste of $55,620. In the course of this, county waste was here. We told them they were the apparent low bidder. We did speak with them after the fact and told them that we'll probably throw in out the, I would recommend not accepting any of the bids, tossing out the bids and just looking at taking the option. And he came back to me and he asked if we would be interested in doing a two-year extension in lieu of a one-year extension. So I think maybe, you know, if we can get a good deal, I mean, good deal on that. I mean, even if it was CPI again, it'd still be well under the $55,000 for the second year. But we might even be able, as you remember, he was offering no increase at all for this year if we just took the one-year option. So anyway, my recommendations is twofold. First of all, that we reject all of the bids that we received and contact county waste and negotiate a price for the two-year option. So that would be two motions. One's a motion to reject the bids, and second is to negotiate with county waste to secure a two-year option for curbside pickup.
Bob, are we still in the period of time, you know, there's some advance notice period of time to get things up? I haven't looked at the agreement in a while. Are we within the time frame where they'll recognize that?
I think so. I'm not positive, but he's offering it, and I told him I had to meet tomorrow. Well, no, because I had told him I had to talk. I would talk to the board tonight, and he said he was okay. So.
Yeah, because their contract doesn't really end until 12:30, so we have time.
Right, but usually there's like a 60-day notice if you're going to pick up a renewal or something. But you know, we can look at that. I mean, we can. He's the one that's asking for 2 years, so I'm sure it's not an issue at this point.
So you want to start with the first one?
Yeah, so
well, did you hear all that?
Yeah, I'd like to, I'm in agreement with Bob's debt, and I would be in favor of, the motion, number one, to reject all the debt, and number two, what would you say, if you can do that, to extend it for the 2 years rather than 1 year,
all right, so I'll put a motion on the floor to reject the bids that we received for curbside pickup on November the 10th. I made the motion, but you can second it. Julia seconds the motion. Any other discussion on it? Guy, did you have anything you wanted to chime in? All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, and then the second part would be I'll make a motion that we negotiate with county waste for a 2 year extension, an additional year from what we already have. Let's see, so.
Okay, so we're going to approve the 1 year option, which is already on the table.
So we're going to approve the 1 year option and negotiate
a second year.
Okay. With County Waste. So I'm making that motion.
I'll second.
Second by Rich. Any questions on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Next on the agenda is to establish a police reform committee.
Yeah, I'll go on this one. So we don't have a full committee seated yet, so we don't need to establish anything today. I haven't heard back from everyone, but the probably more important for the board, I haven't heard back from any of you about names. So it'd be great to have the rest, you know, if you have any names, to give those to me the next day or so I can get the invitations out to them.
Okay. So we're going to table that till next month. Mm-hmm. Okay, new business, Surplus Auction International.
The old police car, as you guys already discussed with DPW and such, and they're not going to use it. So I want to list it as a surplus and put it on Auction International, which is who we have an account with. I'm trying to sell it.
All right, you need a motion to do that?
I need a motion to list it as surplus and auction.
The Crown Vic. Okay. Guy, you want to make that? All right. Charlie, second. All right. Any questions on the motion to list the Crown Vic for auction? Hold on, Guy.
Hold on, Charlie.
One at a time. So, hold on, Guy. Go ahead, Charlie.
Is there a time frame that comes with this auction?
Well, we set it up, so whatever we want it to be. Generally, I do it for like, a week, and then there's stipulations that they have a week to pick it up, and if not, they lose their money, and we re-auction it again. We've only done it one other time, and it worked pretty well, but that's probably the best way. I just need to know what you guys want to start the bid at. It's a bidding thing, so what do you think the bid should be started at? What I need you guys to discuss.
Guy, any idea on that?
I believe the last time we talked about this, and it was maybe a couple of years ago, we had thought that we could get between $500 and $5,500 for it. So, typically though, at auction you want to start them low to get people interested. But yeah,
they're thinking like $3,000 to start. Opening bid $3,000.
Yeah, I mean it seems reasonable to me. What do others think?
Chime in. I don't know about this either.
Before a guy threw those out, I was thinking 2,500, so 3,000 sounds reasonable.
Well, what year is it?
What year is it, Guy?
2011, I believe.
All right, I can also run it and see what it's worth. If you send me the information of what it is and the year and all that stuff, mileage, I could run it on that site that tells you what something's worth. So we're not starting too high.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when do you want to list it, say minimum, just so that Missy has some direction here tonight? List it at whatever the wholesale value is?
No.
For a start?
That would be like what you could get total for.
Well, no, not wholesale. Not retail, wholesale. Or do you think 3,000 is all right? I mean, you asked for a number. I want to give you a number.
Yeah, we'll we'll start at 3 and see if we get any bids.
Okay, we'll start at 3.
You got like the dealer go by wholesale.
Right.
I mean, everybody uses the book.
So, I mean, to give you an idea of what vehicles like this go, end up going for is you can look up on the previous auctions at Surplus International, and you can see what like a 2011 Crown Vic has gone for there at auction. That might be helpful too.
Okay.
You know, the other thing is I believe we have to declare this as surplus before we can sell it. I think we have to make a motion to declare it as a surplus.
Yeah, that was in the resolution.
That was in the resolution. We declared it surplus and delisted.
Yep, okay.
All right, so. All right, we'll let it go at 3,000 for now. And
then I'll do what I just said, and if I see other stuff, I'll email you guys.
All right. All right, so let's see here. So while we're on the subject of cars, so last month we approved $1,600 for the shed, and we all know that the shed, I think everybody was informed that the shed was, there was an option that was left off or something. And the shed was, how much was it, 17 something?
Yeah, it was a couple hundred higher.
Yeah, so we need a resolution to do that for Wendy?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's up to you if you can. It says not to exceed 1,600, but it's more like 1,800 and something now, so.
All right, so I'll entertain a resolution to adjust the price of the temporary shed or whatever it is,
carport
from $1,600 to $1,800.
I'll second.
Second by Rich. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion's carried. Next item is a fire department's plow request. So we've got a request from the fire department to plow. Not really sure. Was somebody coming tonight?
Tom Moody stepped in and he wanted to add to the agenda. He wanted to see if the village DPW can plow the fire department front lot when they go around. Not anything specific, just whenever we're out and we're doing our roads, if the fire department could be included. They said other towns and areas that they've looked into are all done by their DPW department.
And I can speak to this at the meeting, but I'll abstain as a member of the fire department on this.
I think this issue arose 10 years ago.
Used to do it, then we stopped, the village stopped doing it for some reason.
Well, so before the fire department went district, they were actually a department under the village.
Right.
So the village plowed the lot because they were a department under the village. Then the department went district, and the issue that I have sitting this here with my mayor's hat on is that the fire department collects taxes from people in the town of Nassau and in the town of Skodak to run their operations, which should include snow plowing. I mean, for, you know, upkeep of the buildings and that kind of stuff. And you know, now the fire department is coming to the village and asking a small group of that population to take on, you know, a responsibility that should be shared. You know, when we're already working with them to provide them water.
So the district doesn't own the building. This is the problem. So the actual hose company who relies on fundraising for their bills is the one that pays for the maintenance of the buildings and the plowing. And that was part of our problem is when we got the bids back for snow plowing, and again, no fundraising happened this year, you know, for us to do it, that's where the discussion came. We went over to Hoax Corners and talked to them. We talked to the town first. The town said they wouldn't do it because obviously we're in a village. Mm-hmm. But the town does Hoax Corners and does Tassawassas for them.
Right, because they're within the town of Nassau and that's their districts.
Correct, they're both fire districts like us.
Yeah.
So then we came, that's why we wanted to come here, and it's largely just because we just didn't have any revenue this year from the hose company side. The district taxes, but the hose company, which is who owns the building and runs the building, does not.
I thought the district was going to take over that stuff.
We're still trying, and there's an issue on the separation because of the rail trail and National Grid. We can't subdivide the lot because it creates a landlocked lot at the baseball field, and National Grid won't give us the right-of-way. So we're still trying to buy it, but we won't buy it because of the baseball field. We want to buy just the hose company. Mm-hmm. So the hose company's still trying to subdivide that lot. I think it's still at the state court, whatever, who has to approve it, but we're having problems there. But yes, someday that's the plan, is the district is going to buy the building because the hose company's not going to be able to afford the upkeep of the building much longer without getting good revenue.
I mean, I think we did. Saying, I don't want to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. I felt like a bad guy when we did this 8-10 years ago. And it's problematical for the village to basically give something to another entity, you know, some specific entity that isn't part of the village. I'd be happy to look at it again, but I don't think we can sort of give them that service.
So maybe they can pay for it at a better price than
what the bid is.
I mean, that was one of the reasons we entered into an agreement for traffic services versus water, so that we had payment for service.
The fire company is going to use the water to put the fire out of your house. Why can't the plow the driveway? I mean, they got to get to your house. They got to get the building.
Well, I understand. John, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying that, you know, we're 1,400 people of 10,000 people that utilize that fire company that they protect. You know, why should 1,400 people have to take on the expense and responsibility for that when it should be spread amongst everybody in the district? You know, I understand where they're coming from, and maybe we can work out a deal where we can negotiate something for, you know, to do that. But, and then according to our attorney, it's, you know, you can't just do it to him for nothing. You can't do it for him for nothing. You have to, you know, because it's not the village's responsibility to do that. You know, they have a tax base where they can collect that money to do it. And if the district feels that they need to get their things out of the barn.
Is it the village responsibility to clear around the fire hydrants?
No. It is not.
It just don't seem like they're working together.
Well, you know, we need to talk about working together. That's why, we need to sit down and talk. I mean, you know, so I think then between now and next month, we'll sit down and talk and see if we can come up with something. I'm not, you know, saying that, you know, I wouldn't do it for nothing, but we have to come up with some kind of an agreement. So, anyway. So, I mean, I don't see where we can just say we can do this. I mean, anybody else wants to chime in, please feel free. Julia?
I'm just wondering liability wise too. Because then you're responsible for plowing it.
Right. You know, I mean, and that's the thing is, you know, what is gonna be our responsibility?
You can get a lot of it.
Right, if I have no agreement, my truck goes in there and blows in front of the in front of the overhead doors, and on the way by makes a couple of passes, then I may not have any responsibility, or do I if somebody falls? I don't know. So, I think we need to...
Well, I think, like Dave said, we can't just do the service because it's not ours, but maybe we can come up with some kind of small fee to make it a...
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Or is there some clause that allows the town, because the town does it for those districts, and from what I got, they're not charging.
I'm not going to speak for them or what they do.
But there's a unique difference there, too.
There was a problem with this in Colony Big Town about 10 years ago. It was one of the things that led to a political shift. They were having town highway super people doing work for fire districts on a favor of nation basis. You know, like
right, it can't be favor.
Connections within the town. You know, and then problems. I'll send you a note on it. I don't think I have the file from when I looked at it.
What you're saying, they want to take one person to blame, open a can of worms.
Right. You know, I mean, we got the ambulance, too. You know, the ambulance paid, I mean, our bill for snow plowing was like $4,000 for this year. I mean, and, you know, we put it out to bid. $4,000 was the best we got, and we're paying for it. You know, we gave the contract to a guy. He plows our driveway and keeps the place open. I mean, it's part of doing business.
Do you get tax money collected from the residents?
I get tax money from from the town of Nassau and from the town of Skodak, just like the fire department does.
But again, the hose company does not. That's the difference. So the hose company is not a taxing entity.
I understand that.
And they're the ones that do the plowing.
But, you know, again, you know, and here's my straw with that, too, is you guys in the hose company should tell the frickin' fire district, pardon my French, because I just get irritated with this, that, look, you got to give us enough money to operate. You know, if you don't give us enough money to operate, those trucks ain't going nowhere. You know, they're out there, they're going to spend all this money on a new tanker, and they can't afford to plow the driveway in front of the base. You know, the district's got to be able to make sure that the operations work. But we'll see. Let's, you know,
we got a new police car, but we can't run it during the day. We ain't got nobody to run it. I mean, what, you know.
Well, this is a bad year all around. That's the thing. On top of everything else. But I would be willing to meet with the host company leadership and see if we can't work something out and bring it back to the board. You know, and I'll keep Dave in the loop and discuss it, and we'll see if we can't put something together to make it happen, get through this year. And then hopefully they can work something out with their district so that they can afford to take care of the building.
Okay, so we'll table till next month?
That's my recommendation, if everybody's in agreement with that. Yes?
Charlie, are you there still?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we'll discuss it. I'll discuss it with the host company folks, and then we'll come back and talk about it next month.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, can I just say my piece here, too? I say, if it's possible for us to help, I think we should try our best to help. This is a tough year for everybody, and we should do our best to work together and try to make sure that we all continue. I think that's something we should keep in mind.
Hearing.
I agree on that too.
I will meet with the representatives and I'll bring something back next month. Hopefully that we can approve. All right, so let's see. One more thing. So whether you're aware or not, there was new guidance issued today from the governor's office. So it talks about, let's see here, I'm sure I can do this without losing Guy. So the governor's office issued a, mostly this was limited to private residences, but indoor and outdoor gatherings at private residences are to be limited to 10 people. There were other things that were involved in it, but none of those things really affect us. And maybe this doesn't either, but so right now, what we have in the village, the next thing we have coming up, of course, is the Christmas tree lighting. So I got a thing from the youth committee that they plan on having a party with the kids and stuff over at the pavilion outdoors, where folks would be masked and socially distanced. I'm sure that attendance would exceed 10 people if that is, I mean, right now, I don't know if what we're, I think outdoors is 50, right?
Still 50.
Still 50 is the limit. And, you know, I just want to get a feel if, what do you guys want to do about the tree lighting ceremony? I mean, with the bonfire. I mean, last year we had, I'd say we had quite a few more than 50 people there.
No, not last year, because it was freezing, but the year before we did have a lot. But I still want to do it. People still need normality, and we have to wear our masks anyways, and we're outside. You have to, you can't cancel everything in life.
My concern only with it would be if we're going to do that, you know, then you can't be doing the food and the beverages, because obviously you can't drink hot chocolate wearing a mask.
Right, I mean, they have to have packaged everything.
So I think you got to take the food and beverages out of it so that people can wear masks, because otherwise they're not going to be wearing masks. They're going to be drinking hot chocolate.
Yeah.
But I think overall, right now, I think we got to see where we're going in the next week or two. We're seeing the spike right now, largely due to Halloween and those gatherings that happen there. Mm-hmm. And we're going to come into Thanksgiving, and we're going to see what those spikes are going to look like.
How
after those gatherings.
How much is the spike?
Well, the last 4 days, we've been in double digits every single day. We had
what?
Two deaths today.
20s, 30s, 100s?
Well, in Rensselaer County, not as bad. Albany today had 99. Today, Rensselaer County, though, we went from onesies and twosies and threesies a day to the last 4 or 5 days, every single day has been 14, 17, 20. So we've seen 10% increase in our numbers. They're significant. So to me, I'm cautious about sponsoring any type of gathering event just right now until we see where things go over the next couple weeks. Just my take.
You're talking in right after Thanksgiving too.
So. Yeah.
Right, about
you're
2 weeks. Just about the period when everything spikes.
Right.
Yep.
Again, if you can do it and you are wearing a mask and there's some enforcement, and that's the problem, right? Who's going to enforce that? Who's going to make sure people wear their masks? Because we say that, but you walk around and watch and you see a population of people that don't.
Right.
You take the food and beverages out of it and you have a plan to enforce it, I feel better about it maybe, but
well, it's not even worth it.
At this point, I don't know, I think we should talk to the youth committee more about it. Maybe there's a way to do it better.
Well, it's going to happen before the next board meeting.
Right.
guy?
The note from Judy said that if the numbers start to rise, and this is number of cases, or if, and she mentions the health department, but it's really any sort of group that has authority, initiates rules that might make a celebration like the one they're describing unadvisable, then they're willing not to do it. So I think we should talk to them about our concerns, and we really should wait until we see the direction here. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like the direction is going to go in a positive one right now. But I think we should be cautious.
All right, and I noticed too that, you know, in Judy's thing, they were talking about they were having, you know, food, prepackaged food and that kind of stuff. And, you know, as Rich is saying, is, you know, if you're going to be serving food amongst the participants, then, you know, the masks will be coming off and that could create problems. So I think we need to talk about that. What do you think, Guy, or Charlie? All right, then
that makes sense. We won't have the food. We'll wait till a week before, and we'll see what everything.
Yeah, let's just leave it open for now. I think that we should have a chat with the youth committee, just to make sure we're all on the same page, and you know, and kind of proceed together. And the other thing was that the fire department and had sent me a note that. For their part, for the celebration, because they're not doing the kids stuff over at the firehouse this year. Let's see if I can find this here. Let's see. So it says that the host company's canceled the annual kids Christmas party for this year. At this point, they're asking, will the village be holding the annual tree lighting and bonfire event? Our thought at the monthly meeting last night was to have all the emergency services agencies do a parade around the village, ending at the commons with Santa being on the apparatus. So, if this all proceeds, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
To bring it off. I think that, you know, like Rich says, and everyone has kind of chimed in, if we do proceed with this, it is going to be a reduced event. So we won't be having food, we won't be having hot chocolate. We'll have the tree lighting. Maybe we'll have a resident to flip the switch or whatever, like we usually do. We could do the bonfire if we have enough people that, you know, we can all spread out and not be in each other's faces, that, you know, we could still do that. But I think that the event as a whole is kind of iffy at this point. So I think we get together over the next month, see how the spike goes and what effect it's having on people in the county and in the area, the town, the village. If we have any folks, you know, that is spreading here, then, you know, we should take a good look at it. So if we, I think we'll just have to stay in communication with each other as to whether or not we're going to continue with this or not. There's really no other way to do it. But it is a concern, and I think safety should be paramount. I mean, you know, we've been in this thing a year, and if we only, you're going to be, you know, be in it heavy for another 9 months because there's a vaccine around the corner, hopefully, then, you know, you don't want to drop the ball in the third quarter. So that's the plan. Everybody okay with that?
Do we want to reach out to Mike Needham at the town committee and talk to him about?
Well, I think we can, but I think we should, and you know, we should bring Judy on board because she, you know, she's involved in that and represents the village. So we should talk to her first, and then, or if she wants to bring everybody together at the same time, and I don't know who's doing.
That is Judy's plan. In her newsletter that I put in the thing, she has a really nice plan to do it if we're allowed to do it. So right. Again, she'll be on hold as well as we're on hold. But I mean, she set out a really nice plan to do her event differently. Obviously, it's in your packet.
Yeah, I got the email too. So. Which I read, it was, you know, it is a good plan, but
so
I think
we'll just have to keep her and Mike in the loop of what we plan on doing if we follow through with it.
So the information that we're going to get will be from Rensselaer County Health Department, or is Rich going to be the point of contact, or how's this going to work so we can one way or the other and put it on the website?
Well, I think that we're going to all be kept informed of what's going on in our area.
Okay.
And then collectively, we're going to, because we can't operate as a board under there, but we're going to have to operate under consensus as to what we think we should do. And then from that point, we'll post it on the website and go that route. Sound good to everybody? All right. So resolutions, 2020 election notice. Notice is hereby given that the general election of the Village of Nassau, County of Rensselaer, State of New York, 12123, will be held at the Village Municipal Building, 40 Malden Street, in said village on the 16th day of March, 2021, and the polls will be open at noon and close at 9 p.m. Village clerk designates the following offices as vacant at the end of the official year to be filled by for the following term. Trustee for the remaining four-year term ending April 3rd, 2023. Election is open to voters registered with Rensselaer County Board of Elections. Last day to register with the County Board of Elections is Friday, March 5th, 2021. Entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Rich, second by Guy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to...
Is there a petition date in there, a petition due date that you have to file?
Not in that one, it doesn't.
Yeah, there is. There's one, we got something from NICOM about that with the dates. First day you can sign, last day you can...
You're not going to put it in the petition, you're just going to assume it's general knowledge.
No, that's not required in that notice.
No, okay. All right, I just don't want to... I want people to know, you know.
Yeah, this is just the first one that goes out. It has to be out by November. In November. There'll be several more.
I want to find out whether the station vacancy is.
Okay, I want to present a resolution to adopt a proclamation that was delivered to Jay at the beginning of the meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, motion by Rich, second by Guy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Any public comment before we close out? Audit bills number 182 to 217 in the amount of $54,573.90 in the general fund and $1,707.50 in the water fund and $4,183.41 paid out of outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by a guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Adjournment's in order.
Make the motion.
Motion by Charlie. Second by Julia. Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you all for coming tonight.